He's always showing off. Spending big. He'll show up at the Blue Fedora with some eye-popping dame on his arm, sometimes two of them, both in mink coats. And he's always got his bodyguards, two thugs with bulges in the jackets. He runs a numbers racket. He runs all kinds of rackets. My Johnny worked for him. I don't know what went wrong, but something did. And now Johnny's gone. He's a big sack of wind.
So I decided to let a little wind out of his bag. I work at the Blue Fedora. I'm a hat check girl. Hats and coats.
How are you, Mr. Rico?
Here you go, Lopey.
I take his big, heavy overcoat. Probably costs $1,000.
Come on, give me the ticket, Lopey.
I hate it when he calls me Dopey.
Here you are, Mr. Rico.
Yeah.
I'm thinking maybe I can put a bomb in his pocket. He'll never know the difference.
Here's your coat, Mr. Rico.
Hand it here, Lopey.
And then when he steps outside, except maybe it blows out all the windows, we'll get stuck with flying glass.
And anyway, where am I going to buy a bomb?
So then I'm thinking, maybe some kind of poison, huh? I heard about poison frogs in the Amazon, and the Indians, they smear their arrowheads with the stuff, and whenever it punctures, they're dead. They keel right over. Kaplop.
Would you like your coat, Mr. Rico?
Yeah, come on, hurry it up, Dopey. Come on, give me that coat.
So he sticks his hand in his pocket.
Ow! What the hell?
And where am I gonna find a frog?
I could fix his brakes so they didn't work.
What the hell?
But I'm no mechanic. So maybe I'll...
Come on, Dopey! Give me cold! Give me cold!
Yeah, sure. Here you are, Mr. Rico. Where was I? Yeah.
So I set him up, and a rival gang, they're waiting, and then he steps outside.
How's it feel to have your nice coat all filled with holes, huh, Mr. Rico?
And so when I try to give it to St. Vincent de Paul's...
What kind of moths make holes like these?
Now that let your air out, didn't it? You big sack of wind. Yeah. One day maybe I'll do that.